Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Holistic Talk with myself, your host, Sherita Berry. Welcome. Guess what? This is an awesome podcast on this morning. We're going to talk about herbs and essential oils that you can incorporate and use alongside your conventional medicine because we're about to approach the fall and winter season. And you know what that means. Cold and flu season is just around the corner. So stay tuned for more. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sickness, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Thank you. Hey guys, so on today we're going to talk about some basic herbs and some basic essential oils that you can use. You know, winter time is around the corner, fall is just around the corner. We're coming up on the last stretch of the summer weather, and some places it's still sunny, 80, 90 degrees, about 70 degrees roughly, but we're coming upon that some mornings have been kind of cold outside, and I mean, we got the hurricane season is upon us, so come on now, we gotta bust out the fall clothes, bust out the winter clothes, find those hats, those gloves, those boots, those long johns, because, you know, we don't know what the winter is going to be like. We don't know what the fall is going to be like. But guess what? I have some herbs and essential oils that may come in handy just in case. You never know. So the first we want to talk about is bergamot. Bergamot. B-E-R-G-A-M-O-N-T. Bergamot. It's a citrus, a part of the citrus family. And it's essential oil. Yes, right. So the parts of the bergamot is used is the citrus rind, which is the peeled, and it's cold pressed or steam distilled. It's a top note when it comes to the perfumery smell, so it's top note. So some of the therapeutic actions that bergamot has, it has deodorant, digestive, sedative, tonic, antiviral, antidepressant. So I have a blend that I'm going to share with you for cold and flu blend. Remember, this is just for information purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illness, or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So this is a blend that can help aid in cold and flu. So you want to prepare this around the fall and the winter season, you know, to help aid in the cold, common cold and flu. For older adults and youth over the age of 11 years old. We already gave you the therapeutic actions. So the goal is to help fight off, help assist and aid in the common cold onset of the flu, which you may be having some congestion, cough, sneezing, runny nose to prevent a viral infection. So that's the goal. It helps aid in. So the things you would need for this is the bergamot citrus oil, tea tree, rosemary, thyme, clary sage, and a diffuser. So this is something that you're going to put in like a humidifier. And we're going to take this quick break and come right back. Hey, we're talking about practicing gratitude this week. That's right. This week, we're going to practice gratitude. So one day this week, write down something you're grateful for, such as family members, pets, experience, or cherished belongings. That's right. Clear your mind. Be stress-free. That's right. Take a shift on this week. And not to worry about anything, but to appreciate the peace and to appreciate gratitude. That's right. Let's practice gratitude on this week. So you may be saying, okay, but you said bergamot. But yeah, these are the extra essentials you would need. And you need a diffuser. We all know what a diffuser is. A diffuser or slash humidifier. Because this is something that you're going to add into your diffuser or the humidifier. So it's going to circulate throughout the air. So you want to use 2 cups of water. Depending on the type of diffuser or the size of the humidifier that you have. So some diffusers only hold at least 1 cup or 1.5 cups. So you're going to need your gloves, you're going to need your rubbing alcohol, and you're going to need your paper towels. You may say, what you need all that for? Because you want to make sure that your surface, where you're going to put the diffuser at or the humidifier at, is clean. So one of the things that I like to do is, even though the table may be clean or the countertop may be clean when I'm working on essential oils or blending and different things like that, or even if I have a diffuser or a humidifier and I may want to sit the humidifier on the floor, I may want to sit the humidifier on the table. So if I'm sitting it on the floor, you know, of course the floor gonna be clean or mopped or whatever. I like to take a alcohol spray bottle or paper towels, and put a little alcohol on it and wipe the surface down just in case. Spray, sanitize it. So always work with gloves because you don't want the essential oils to get on your skin. So once you have that, you want to prep the area, you know, wet the wet towels or the rag, whichever, and just wipe down the area where you're going to put the diffuser. Or to humidify even the floor, table, nightstand, or whatever you may, your preference and your choice. So you want to add to the diffuser. You want to gather all the essential oils that I mentioned. The tea tree, myrrhsbury, thyme, clear sage. So you want to add 3 drops of bergamot, 5 drops of tea tree oil, 3 drops of rosemary oil, 2 drops of thyme, and 2 drops of clear sage. Make sure you pay attention to the drops because some essential oils, when you use them, they come out really, really, really fast. Some people, I've seen them take a syringe that they had buy and they stick it into the top of the essential oil and they, you know, do it that way. Some people drop it, take a spoon and make sure they measure 3 drops out on a spoon to just to make sure that they get an accurate 3 drops. Some people take the essential oil bottle and they open the second part top of the essential oil and they put in a little syringe thing and they do it that way. So it all depends on how you do it, but you want to make sure that you follow directions. 3 drops of bergamot essential oil, 5 drops of tea tree oil, 3 drops of rosemary oil, 2 drops of thyme, 2 drops of clear sage. So after this, we're going to come right back. Hey, did you know 60% of Americans want health insurance companies to cover alternative medicine? Did you know that? So we're back. So after you have done all that, you add the drops of essential oils to your diffuser or your humidifier. There's always just different options that you can take to doing this. You want to, there's options. You can blend all essential oils into a glass beaker and let it set for 24 hours and then add them to the diffuser. Now, you might say, okay, what is the purpose of this? this, the purpose of this is so that all the essential oils can combine together, or some say incorporate together, instead of you just putting the water in a diffuser or putting the water in a humidifier, dropping the 3 drops in one at a time and waiting for the humidifier to work its magic to bring all the essential oils together in one. This way, if you do it like this by taking a glass beaker or a cup that you're never going to use, or a plastic cup, and taking the drops and putting them in one at a time and letting it sit overnight so all the oils can infuse together. That's what I want to say, infuse. And then add it to the diffuser or the humidifier. So the recommended use, take during the evening at bedtime or as needed for both adults and young youth over the age of 11 years old. Children under the age of 11 years old, please consult with your medical doctor first. Now, this is why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of every podcast. Always a disclaimer. You know, I may give out something for herbs, essential oils, or other holistic modalities, but we want you, and I encourage you, to seek your medical profession, doctor, physician, nurse practitioner on holistic uses if you're making the changes in your lifestyle for yourself or for your family. This particular blend is, you know, just a, it can help aid in, you know, common cold, common flu, whichever the case that you may have. Safety factors before use. Bergamot is a citrus essential oil that makes it phototoxic. So it is recommended a dimsel use of about 0.4% so that you can avoid phototoxicity, according to Tazrin and Young. Essential Oil Safety, 2nd edition, United Kingdom, Churchill, Livingstone, 2014, page 86 to 201. Is always, you know, if you have been using essential oils all your life, or you just starting out use essential oil, it's always best to look up safety use factors for every essential oil so that you can know. Like bergamot is a citrus essential oil, so it's phototoxic. So that means if you go in the sun and you put a blend of bergamot mixed with sweet almond oil together just to rub on your skin, that means it's phototoxic. So you want to avoid the sunlight for at least about an hour, you know. So it's best used to do it, you know, use bergamot in the evening or the afternoon when the sun goes down. Just taking from the top of my head off my notes in the past. So it's always good to do a safety factor on every essential oil and on herbs before you take it. We already know when you use herbs, we know that some herbs and some essential oils do have may have a drug interaction depending on what medication you're taking it and what you're taking it for. Safety factors when you're blending. Like I said, we want to make sure we use our gloves at all times because we're working with pure oil. Like, it's not diluted, it's straight essential oils. You want to make sure it's well ventilated in the area that you're working in. If you're working in the kitchen, make sure you either have a kitchen window open or the back door open. But you want to make sure that it's well ventilated because you're using more than one essential oil at a time. You want to make sure that food is put away. No food is lingering around, because all the oils and the smells from the essential oil, and if you have food left out, or say for instance you make the cake or you got a loaf of bread nearby, that essential oil, that bread and that food could absorb the smell of the essential oil. So now what you have is a loaf of bread that smells like tea tree oil, or a piece of cake that smells like bergamot, and you know you did not mix that in it, but it absorbed the smell and the odor. So you want to make sure that all your food is put away tight in the refrigerator. It's the same way as when we use food in a refrigerator. You know, if you put a cup of coffee in a refrigerator, and if you have food in the refrigerator, all the smells in the refrigerator will absorb the smell of the cup of coffee. Now you'll have your sandwich smell like coffee, when you know that you did not make your sandwich with coffee. It's just that your coffee did not have a top on it. And hey, now all the smells in the fridge absorb the coffee, and the coffee may have absorbed other smells of the foods. You want to make sure the area that you're using is clean and nothing is around that the essential oil could drop on. Make sure that where it is well sanitized as well. Want to make sure if you're using a diffuser that it works. Want to make sure that it's clean as well. If you're using a humidifier, you want to make sure the humidifier works and that it's clean. That means if you used it the night before, we know that humidifier cleans the air, and you may have a brown spot or a dirt spot around your humidifier, which comes from the water and the air itself. And you want to make sure that's well cleaned out before you use it again. So that's bergamot. And we're going to come back with another essential oil that can help aid in and help alongside conventional medicine during the cold and flu season, during the fall and winter season. We'll be right back after this. What are some of the types of complementary and alternative medicine? Acupuncture, Chinese or Oriental medicine, body touch, chiropractor, homeopathy, naturopathy. Massage, Tai Chi, yoga, herbal medicine, Reiki, meditation, biofeedback, hypnosis, art, dance, and music therapy. These are just a few of complementary and alternative medicine modalities. So here's another one. Everybody should know this. Chamomile. You know, we drink chamomile tea. There's chamomile flowers. So chamomile, Roman chamomile, and that's a part of the daisy family. And a part of the flower that is used for this type of essential oil is the flowers and the bud, and it's steam distilled. The perfuming note is the middle note, so it's slightly, but I love chamomile. So, some of the therapeutic actions of chamomile is an antidepressant, sedative, a tonic, antiseptic, anti-infectious, and relaxing. That's some of the therapeutic actions. Yay! So, this is can aid and help in headaches, compress. So this is something that you can help alongside whatever you taking conventional for headache, compress. So this is a headache compress that can aid in if you have an headache, So the goal is to help compress the headache without using medications. Essential oils are fast acting and does not take long to get to the bloodstream like some medications does. This is for informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sickness, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. The essential oils that I'm talking about on today helps aid in and it'll work alongside conventional medicine. So the things that you would need for the compress, Roman chamomile, lavender, a large medium bowl, warm water, a washcloth, rubbing alcohol. Besides a washcloth, you could use a hand towel at the same time. You know, the small hand towels. Yeah. So this is what you want to do. You want to, the prep time is you want to make sure that you wash what? Your hands first. You want to make sure you use proper hand washing. That's right. Proper hand washing, guys. You might be saying, what is the proper way? How many minutes do you have to wash your hands? Yes. Proper hand washing. Proper hand washing. A lot of people don't use proper hand washing. Some people do, some people don't. Some people just go in, wash their hands, and they can run out of the bathroom. Like, sure enough, no joke. I ain't gonna talk about that. But yeah, you wanna take at least 20 minutes to wash your hands. At least 20 minutes, regularly. Wash your hands. Rub that soap all on your hands. Get that hand real soapy. And this is how you do to clean your fingernails. Take your fingernails and rub it on the inside of your palm. Make sure it's real soapy, really, really good. Do the other one really, really good. Make sure you rub your wrists and all that good stuff. Clean between your fingers and all that good stuff. 20 minutes, top, 20 minutes. After that, rinse. Some people air dry their hands, shake them and air dry them. Some people use paper towels. So after you do all that good stuff, all that good stuff, yeah, all that good stuff, y'all. All that good stuff. Then you either can dry your hands with paper towel or you can let them air dry. So after you wash your hands, you want to make sure that the area where you're going to put the bowl is in a washcloth or the hand towel is clean and sanitized. Remember the rubbing alcohol that we use and we spray it all in the area and wipe it clean or we let it air dry. Bam. Then this is what you're going to do. You're going to put warm water in the bowl. It could be a cereal bowl. It could be a mixing bowl. But a bowl that you know that you may not use ever again because you're going to add the essential oils to the bowl. So after you put the warm water in, I would say, some people say warm water, but not too hot. But if you like hot water, some people take a bath in hot water and it can stay in the heat. But I don't recommend that. I recommend warm water, at least good enough, whereas though you can withstand the water. So we're going to come right back. Okay, so I wanted to add on two more things to the things that you would need. A spoon. It could be a plastic spoon. Because you want to throw it away. And a cup. It can be a plastic cup. So after you add those two things on, what you're going to do is, you depending on what type of bowl you have, either a mixing bowl, you may not going to ever use that bowl, a cereal bowl, or a plastic styrofoam bowl, that could be good too. If you're using a washcloth. Now, just for the sake of it, let's say you're just using a washcloth. So we're going to use the styrofoam plastic bowl and the plastic spoon. So you want to make sure you fill it up, take your cup and put a half of cup of warm water because you don't want to overflow that bowl. So after you do that, you want to put 2 drops of Roman chamomile, 5 drops of lavender, and you want to take your plastic spoon and you want to stir it up because you want to infuse the water and oil together as much as you can. So after that, you're going to take the washcloth and you're going to place it lightly in the mixture of water that you applied the essential oils to. Lightly, because you want to make sure that washcloth soaks up and absorbs all the water. I recommend you using a white washcloth or a white hand towel. Not no color one, because the color one has dyes in it and we don't want that to use that. So we want to use a white washcloth or white hand towel. So once it absorbs all the water, you're going to take it out gently and bring it out gently. Gently enough to get the extra water out of it. So once that, you want to fold it in half, straight in half, and you want to place it over your forehead. You want to place the warm compress on your forehead. So you can either place it on your forehead or you can place it behind your neck. It depends on you which way you want to place it on your forehead, behind your neck. But you want to make sure if the headache does not subside, you always want to make sure you seek medical attention. Because it could be something else going on. But like I said, this is help aid in work alongside conventional medicine to something that you're already doing. So the safety factors when blending, as we already know, like I said, a well-ventilated area. You want to make sure your hands clean. Make sure your utensils clean. If you're using utensils, make sure the area is well. Everything is moved out of the way. Food, if you're working in the kitchen, you want to make sure your food is put away. Containers have its lid on it because you don't want your foods to absorb the essential oil smell, or the essential oils to absorb the food smell. So that's what we want to do before we do anything else, before we do any blending, any mixing, working with herbs, essential oils, or whatever alternative means that you're working with. You want to make sure those things are done first before you wash your hands. Make sure the windows open, the doors open, you have a fan, or however, wherever you're working at. Some people may work with essential oils in your garage. Make sure your garage door is up. Make sure you get some type of kind of circulation in when you're working with essential oils, because you don't want that the oils could be so heavy to the point it can bother your nose. It could do a lot of different things. It can irritate your eyes. You could have an allergic reaction. This is why we always say at the beginning, make sure that you seek the advice from your medical doctor first. You can't come and say, Sharita said, well, I listen to this girl on Holistic Talk that comes on Anchor. I listen to her on Spotify, and she said, no. They're going to come and say, well, did you? I'm like, no, I did not. Go listen to my podcast. They'll see that I always give a disclaimer all throughout the podcast, telling you all, hey, this is for educational information purposes only. You're doing this at your own risk. Don't say that I didn't tell you to seek your doctor's advice, because I always do. So this is for a compress. Like we already do warm compress anyway. So this is another means to add alongside what you're already doing as well. So we're going to take another break, and I'm going to come right back with another oil that you can use during the fall and winter months. Let's come back, because we got a whole lot of things to cover. Yes, we do. A whole lot of things to cover on this day. So stay tuned. Hey guys, guess what? You won't believe this. Write it down, make it real. What? Write it down, make it real, make it plain, make it simple. Okay, right now, look at your calendar and find a time this week to exercise. Then book that slot and make it happen. That's right. Sometimes you got to look at your calendar and make things happen. You may be tired. You may be overwhelmed, distracted, have a lot of things going on throughout the week, but you want to book time for yourself. That's right. Look at this week. We're already in Tuesday. That's right. This day is Tuesday. We got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is the start of a new week. So before Sunday gets here, book some time for yourself. Book a time. Look at the week. Look at this week on your calendar and see what day that you can book a time. Make yourself available to do some exercise or not exercise, to spend time with yourself. Have a me day or 5 minutes of wind down time. That's right. Write it down. Make it happen. Let's make this thing real. So guys, just to wrap up this podcast on today, I'm just going to go over a list of essential oils that are great for the fall and winter months that you can use alongside conventional medicine. That's right. So don't forget, this podcast is for educational, informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. So some essential oils that are good for the winter time: clove bud, ginger, juniperberry, rosemary, and black pepper. Those are some essential oils that are good for the winter months. Now, some essential oils that's best and good for the fall months: bergamot, cedarwood, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, and juniperberry. Good for the winter months. Can't beat that. So, the essential oils that are good for the winter, once again: clove bud, ginger, juniperberry, black pepper, rosemary. And for the fall months: bergamot, black pepper, cedarwood, cinnamon block, bark. I'm sorry, eucalyptus, and juniperberry. So there you have it. Essential oils that are good for the winter and fall months. Remember to seek advice from your medical doctor or your nurse practitioner or your primary care doctor. There's a lot of information that you can find on the internet, but don't take that as just a means of educating yourself. There are a lot of schools that offer degrees and diplomas and certificates on educating yourself with complementary alternative medicine. You can Google the schools. All you have to do is type in the search box colleges that offer complementary alternative medicine or integrated health, which is known. Look it up. Some of them have free courses that you can take online, but you want to educate yourself. And remember, if you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, consult with your medical doctor first. Until our next podcast, peace, deuces, love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. I am so excited that you took the time out and joining us on today. This is great. I'm excited. I just want to thank everyone on today for joining me right here on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Spreaker, Amazon Music. And don't forget, guys, you can also find this podcast on Pandora. So if you are a Pandora subscriber and you listen to Pandora, please, guys, add me at my station, add my podcast to your list of podcasts that you listen to on Pandora. That's right, you can find Holistic Talk on Pandora. And don't forget to go to the website as well, www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. That's www.holistictalkwithsharitaberry.wordpress.com. And just read some of the things that I put up there. You can also listen to some of our past podcasts as well. And you can also support the show as well. So thank you for tuning in. Until next time, be blessed.